trying to really find out what's going on and not just accept everything that came down the pike. If there's evidence, if it's self-consistent, if the case is well made, the first thing, the truth, is a pleasure to hear, which is not only convincing to the converted, but convincing to the skeptics, you know, and not some turgid and tormented things and not talk to anybody who doesn't believe it. And it is important for us to clarify where we are coming from. A great instance of cultural blindness is what we're confronted with on the issue of psychedelics. Psychedelics are to the science of psychology what the telescope was to astronomy. And we are in a situation of increasing global pressure on our species, increasing outbreaks of neurosis, unhappiness, psychic epidemics, and we are leaving our best tools behind because of fairly preposterous cultural prohibitions, which deny us our best weapons for overcoming the situation that we are in. And this is really an intolerable situation. We cannot afford the luxury of stupidity, closed-mindedness, racism, sexism, consumer materialism, selfishness. And the fact that this message is so slow coming out is a strong argument for activism. These things will plague us unto the last syllable of recorded time unless we begin to undergo this intellectual cohesion of our intent, the recognition of our group mindedness as a feeling, as a will that can act. The hallucinogenic plants create the context for integrated organizational activity. This has been going on for at least 15, 20,000 years. Once you cut that loose, you have all kinds of permission to rape and exploit nature, permission which had already been reinforced by the New Testament, but now raised to the nth degree by the assumption that nature is utterly without soul. Nature is not mute. You really have to have worked yourself into a weird place to believe that. Nature is communication, psyche. This is what we haven't understood. If you were an extraterrestrial in a starship in orbit around this planet, what you would see looking down is a gene swarm. So you see, really what we have is a kind of fractal universe. The microcosm is a reflection of the macrocosm. At the level of a planet, you get a certain level of organization and spectrum of peripheral effects. The same thing, such as self-reflection, self-regulation, intent, goal projection, steering toward perceived goals. You get the same kind of thing on the level of a society, a herd of antelope or whatever, and you get it in the human individual and the human society. So really what is to be seen is we are not a thing apart. We are a unique level of a multi-leveled organism. And what I really can't get over is that what I'm saying to you is true. The amazing thing is that each one of us in our own living room can penetrate into these dimensions. It really seems quite freaky to me that such a thing is possible, and yet we are such monkeys or so culturally constrained that this is not what we're all talking about. Because we appear to be being pushed down a featureless corridor toward a furnace. And yet, if you would notice, there are all these doors along the side of the so-called featureless corridor. And nobody seems to have cognized that you can just open these doors and walk through, short-circuit the inevitability of planetary disaster. Amazing Because we pride ourselves on our commitment that science allows us to look anywhere, inspect any possibility. Our models are not dictated to us by the church or by government or by industry, when in fact they are dictated to us by the church, government, industry. And so we are no better off than all those benighted people in those previous ages, where we look back upon them and say, well, they must have been so limited by their worldview because they didn't know.